Hello, my friends. I am so excited to introduce to you guys Danny, who is a double certified nutrition coach specializing in optimizing macronutrients and lifestyle habits, and is passionate about helping other women reach their ultimate body transformation goals, all while enjoying a life well lived through following a macro focused diet. Danny was a past yo-yo dieter, cardio junkie who transformed her body and entire life by ditching past diet culture mentalities and learning how to eat for her body. And now she shares that same education and knowledge with her audience of over 117,000 followers to now over helping 1,000 women through her coaching program and courses. You guys, today is going to be so good. Some takeaways are, of course, the protein topic and how much protein you should be having. We're going to talk about rebuilding your metabolism if you're someone who has been chronically under-eating for years, which is now not allowing you to lose weight. We're going to talk about calorie counting versus macro approach. We're going to talk about the four phases, which I think a lot of people aren't super familiar with. And so you guys are going to learn a ton from Danny today. So I'm so excited. Let's get started. Welcome to the Health Uncovered podcast, your go-to podcast for all things health, healing, and what to do next on your health journey. I'm your host, Mercedes Cook, a doctor of chiropractic and a diplomate in chiropractic cranial cervical junction procedures. Each week, my guest and I will be uncovering treatment options and health tips to help you get to the root cause of your health issues. If you're tired of seeing doctor after doctor with no answers, then the show is for you. You'll learn all kinds of healthcare options that you may have not known existed that will help you move forward on your healing journey more confident than ever. I invite you to stay open and curious. All right, let's get into today's episode. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another guest episode of the Health Uncovered podcast. I am so excited because I have one of my dear friends, Danny, and she is a very well-known macros coach. And so I'm really excited for her to talk to us today about how to use macros as a tool. And I think just walking us through the different phases of not only just like how to eat, but also how to, if you want to use macros as a tool to get the results that you're looking for, she is such a great asset for that. So Danny, welcome.
Thank you so much. What a nice intro. I'm so excited to be here.
So Danny, can you just start off by telling our listeners, what exactly is a macros coach and how do you help people?
Yeah. So macros, whether or not you know what macronutrients are, you are eating them every single day in your food. All calories are made up of macros. And there are three main macros: protein, carbs, and fat, which I know everyone is very familiar with. And if you're looking at a nutrition label, you'll see the overall calories, and then you'll see it broken down by protein, carbs, and fat. And again, those different gram amounts for the protein, carbs, and fat in your food make up that total calorie amount. So with macros, if you're taking a macronutrient approach with your diet, you are really honing in on the different types of macronutrients that your body needs to result in whatever desired outcome you're looking for, whether that's sustainable fat loss, whether that's body recomposition, meaning that you're building a bit of muscle while tripping away at some body fat, kind of for that more like lean toned physique. Or maybe it's, you know, you really want to build muscle and you're really having a hard time building muscle. Ultimately, what it comes down to is 80 to 85% nutrition. And I think a lot of people get stuck on the exercise piece of it, which is definitely where I was before I even got into nutrition. But with macros, when you are able to understand what your food is made up of, how to build your meals accordingly, and then build out your day and your week in a balanced way where you're consuming the right amount of macronutrients for you, your body, and your goals, you're able to see those results much more seamlessly. And so as a coach, what I do is I help women primarily, but the same can be applied to men as well. But I personally work with women through helping them understand what their macronutrient needs are and then coaching them through the process of incorporating, you know, building out meals so they are the right protein, carb, and fat consistency for whatever they're hoping to achieve. A lot of times, the women that I work with, they are looking for fat loss. They are looking for this body recomposition. But what I love most is that most of the time, these women end up leaving my programs with much more than their initial desired outcome. They leave with this newfound energy. They understand how to build their meals. They aren't restrictive anymore, which is a huge theme in our society with restrictive eating patterns, especially in women. So understanding macros can really be this tool for freedom with your food. So you understand, like, okay, all foods fit. You don't have to cut out specific foods or food groups in general to see results or feel your best. And so that's really what I help women primarily do.
I absolutely love that. And I will tell you guys, so I haven't worked with Dani one-on-one, but she offers macro assessments for whatever your goals are. And so I had submitted, this was a couple years ago, I basically wanted to know my macro numbers for if I'm just eating at maintenance. So I'm not trying to lose weight, I'm not trying to gain weight, just like what should I be eating on a daily basis? Because I honestly didn't know. And then if I did want to lose weight or go into a deficit, like what did that look like? And honestly, to your point, Dani, I was actually shocked at like my maintenance numbers because, like you said, so many women are under, we're kind of pre-programmed, like don't eat that much, like eat small portions. We don't want to overeat. But unfortunately, over time, that slows down our metabolism. This is definitely partly into stress over, you know, starting in 2020 and then like carrying over for a couple years. But between stress and then also under eating for so long, I noticed that like, I'm not really feeling as toned as I used to be. And I'm definitely every year I'm kind of like gaining a couple pounds and it's just not going away. And I didn't really realize that part of the issue. I just thought like, oh, I need to eat less. I need to go on a diet. I need to exercise more, which is what goes through most of our heads. But it was really until you showed me like, hey, you actually really need to like rebuild up your metabolism and you need to be eating at maintenance before you do anything because your body is already, it's been in a deficit for a long time and that's why it's holding on to fat. So that whole thing just kind of blew my mind. And I think a lot of women honestly have no idea how much we could be eating. And now for a long time, I've just been at maintenance and I love food. I love like eating healthy. And so, and I get to eat a lot of food throughout the day and my weight has not changed at all, which is amazing. So just wanted to share that. And I'm sure we'll dive into like the phases and all that a little bit more. But before we do that, can you tell everybody just how have you personally used macros as a tool in your life? Like what has it looked like for you?
Yeah, the macros. I love that you say macros as a tool because that's exactly how I describe it. It is one tool that you have in your toolbox to help you make decisions when it comes to the foods that you're eating. And so before I really implemented macros, very similarly, it was this mindset of, okay, well, if I want to lose weight, you know, I went through college, I came out of college, I had a few extra pounds. I felt like I had this layer over me that I could just never get rid of. I was working out 7 days a week, doing HIIT and spin and running, and I was just burning all of the calories on my Apple Watch, but not seeing any change in my body. And it was exhausting. And I felt like I was running on fumes. And I thought that eating healthy, quote unquote healthy, was completely clean, low carb, no desserts, you know, cookies and all of my, honestly, like some of my favorite foods, I just completely rid them as off limits. And I also thought it was this very, you know, I have to eat low calorie, this 1400 calorie diet, which by the way, is a totally made up number. And there is no one specific number that everybody should be eating at. It's really person dependent and everybody's body needs are so drastically different. So when it comes to macros, that's when it really opened up my mind to, okay, you know what? I've tried so many other things in the past. Let me give this a shot. And that was when all of a sudden I wasn't in this binge and restrict cycle, which I was in previously, where all throughout the week I'd be like, quote unquote, good and only eat vegetables and protein and not nearly eating enough protein because I didn't know what my protein needs were at the time. But that was what I thought healthy was. And then on the weekends, if I had one thing that was in my off limits category, I would just have this all or nothing mindset around food and say, okay, well, today is just a total wash. I'll start over again on Monday. And that really got me nowhere. And so understanding macros as a tool can really help to get rid of that all or nothing mindset around food and help you build out those meals accordingly. So for me in particular, when I incorporated macro counting into my diet, it can be as strict or as, you know, lenient as you want it to be. Personally, a lot of the women that I work with and I coach in my programs, we take an approach that is really getting to the baseline and understanding of your macronutrient needs and what is the food that you're eating, what is it made up of those macronutrients. And so oftentimes that comes down to weighing and tracking your food in a food tracking app. And I know for a lot of people, they're like, well, I don't want to do that. And the good news is you don't have to do that at all. Will you see your most efficient and effective results by being as accurate as possible? Absolutely. But that doesn't mean you're not going to see results taking a more flexible approach as well. So I teach multiple different methods within my programs. So there is, you know, food tracking where you're weighing out grams and ounces for proteins and for your fruits and vegetables and for your grains and, you know, anything at all that you're eating. And it helps you understand how many carbs, fat, and proteins are in those foods to give you that baseline knowledge of like, okay, you know what? Eggs are a great example. Eggs are an amazing food for so many reasons. But what is an egg made up of? It is fat and protein. And if you take the yolk away and it's just the egg whites, then it's pure protein. But if you add in the yolk, that's the fat. So really understanding how you're building your meals. If you're eating, you know, four eggs for breakfast, cool, but you might actually be over consuming fat based off what your body needs are. And then understanding that, you can make these small little changes and tweaks where maybe you're eating two whole eggs and then you're adding in egg whites for additional protein. So you are able to tweak your meals just a little bit to better suit your body needs based off, again, whatever goal that is that you have. So that's how I've been able to implement macros. Initially, I really started out off with the approach of taking a very, you know, I wanted to get into the nitty gritty of really understanding what my food was made up of and what my body needed. And so I was doing the tracking, the weighing on a food scale. And that for me, for some people, they're like, that seems so restrictive. For me, it was so freeing because I could have ice cream. I could have, you know, these foods that I previously was like ridding off because they were that quote unquote bad food. I could incorporate them in balance into my diet. And I was seeing the results that I had never, ever experienced in my 10 years of trying to get to losing that extra layer that I had. And so it was really this eye-opening experience for me. And so when I went back to school and started learning more about it, that's when I really started understanding like, wow, not only is it macronutrients, but like you mentioned too, the different dieting phases. And when I say dieting, it's not your typical low-calorie restrictive dieting. It's your way of eating. So there's different phases that we'll go into based off of your metabolism, based off of your goals. And so understanding how to incorporate macros with that is really this dynamic duo. Now, I understand macros. Like I understand what the different foods I'm eating are, what my body needs that I don't track. I mean, I haven't tracked for a long time now, and I just know how to build my meals. And this is an approach that I take with a lot of women who aren't necessarily wanting to go the weighing and tracking route, but rather understanding, okay, well, what does my body need? What are my current eating habits? And what are some tweaks that I can make to look and feel my best?
Yeah. Well, I really love what you said about tracking for you. Like for some people, it can be very restrictive, but I think it really is like, what is your mindset around it? Because I also felt the same, like initially I had never tracked my food. I felt very like resistant to it. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do it. But once I did, like you said, a lot of times you just think of a food of like, oh, this is a carb, this is a protein. You don't really think about the composition of everything that's in it. And so I also, like, for tracking for a small period to get back to my maintenance level, I like actually learned what is in the typical foods that I eat. And I also found it very freeing. And because of that, this is a topic that I'd love for you to touch on a little bit, because not only do most women, whether you are overweight, and because I think sometimes we think like if you're restricting your calories all the time, you're like underweight or malnourished. Like, that's not true. You can still be overweight and still be under eating. And a big thing that you taught me was, one, I love your Instagram. If you're not following Dani already, you absolutely need to be. Like, I love seeing how you build your meals. That taught me a lot. And then also the topic of protein, because that is something that you talk about quite a bit. And before tracking, I would say maybe each meal I was getting between 10, maybe 20 grams of protein. And realizing that for my goals, for my health goals, eating that much protein is absolutely not enough. Like, I know how I felt and what I looked like when I ate that much protein. Now, every single meal I have is like 30 to 40 grams of protein. And because of that, and because of learning through your methods, like how to get more protein in, whether it's, you know, I drink bone broth sometimes, sometimes I'll add a smoothie into my day, again, eating more. And I truly believe that, one, I felt so much better. And now I have literally had the best pregnancy of my life. And I think it is in part because my nutrition and how I eat and my protein, like, I did not have any issues with eating protein, and I have felt absolutely amazing this whole pregnancy. And I attribute some of that to increasing my protein. So I would love for you to touch a little bit more on, with the people that you work with, do you find that they typically weigh under eat, and what do they notice when they start increasing their protein?
Yeah. So I would say both under eating in general, but also just under consuming protein, both are very, very common in the clients that I see and in a lot of the women that I talk to through my Instagram as well, and who I talk to, you know, past clients I'll bring on my podcast, and all of their stories are very similar in terms of, you know, this restrictive eating mindset. And I think it goes back to diet culture and, you know, everything that we've kind of been taught up until hopefully this point, where most of the women that I work with, again, if they are under consuming calories, I'm able to quickly identify that. Maybe they're looking to reduce body fat. Maybe they are overweight and they want to lose weight. If they are in a restrictive state already, your metabolism is not going to respond to fat loss. You're going to experience weight loss resistance. So what we have to do first is honestly rebuild your metabolism. So for a lot of the women that I work with who are under eating, but yet want to lose body weight, what we do is we work through this process of what's called a reverse diet. And the results are absolutely amazing. I won't say every woman, because some come in with a baseline understanding of like, okay, I've heard about reverse dieting before. I think this is what I need. But for the women who don't know what reverse dieting is, when I bring this up, it just terrifies them, because they're like, well, no, I don't want to eat more because I'm not trying to gain weight. And the truth is that technically throughout this process of reverse dieting, you're still in a deficit up until you get to your maintenance point, which is where you're burning roughly the same amount of calories that you're expending per day. And so you're technically still in this deficit. But what your metabolism does over time is it downregulates. So it meets you where your caloric intake is. So for instance, if you go a year, I mean, even more than 4 months, really 16 weeks is kind of that cutoff where you can start to see this process called metabolic adaptation, where your metabolism starts to adapt to this lower caloric floor. So if you're eating in a deficit beyond 4 months, for some women, it's years. What happens is your metabolism then downregulates and it meets you where your caloric intake is. And that's because your body's trying to preserve as much energy as possible. There are so many functions that your body takes day in and day out, from your breathing, from your digestion, then layer on your exercise, your daily movement. I mean, I talk with my hands, like, this is all this is all energy. I'm expending energy, aka calories, just by fidgeting. So all of this compounds. And if you are not eating enough, you'll start to notice things like sluggishness, like brain fog. These are some of the first negative biofeedback symptoms that we'll notice. But over the course of time, what your metabolism does is it starts to adapt to that caloric intake to reserve as much energy as possible so that your body can operate through all those processes that it needs to. And so when we're able to identify that and rebuild your metabolism, what actually happens for a lot of women is that they actually experience weight loss through eating more food, which seems so counterintuitive, but I love when I get to work with a client through this process because, again, not only might they experience actual weight loss through eating more, but the energy, the better sleep, the improved cognitive function, all of these things that come with properly fueling your body and eating at maintenance, again, this doesn't mean that you're going to gain weight. If you're eating in the right way for your body at maintenance, this is really where you should be most of the time. This is where your body's going to thrive. This is where you're going to optimize your metabolism so that in the future, if you do want to reduce a bit more body fat, you can enter into a deficit, a very strategic deficit where you're not restricting too much and you're not getting close to that BMR, which is your basal metabolic rate. That's just the number of calories that you're burning per day just by living. So all those body processes, we want to make sure that, you know, for a lot of women, they're actually eating under their BMR, and that is extremely unhealthy and can lead to a lot of thyroid issues, hormonal issues, among many other things. And so it's really important that we are fueling our body appropriately. And that doesn't mean that you can't get the result that you're hoping to achieve in a physical aspect. But really, what we're doing is we're working with your metabolism versus against it. Now, with protein, most people in general are under consuming protein. I'm not even going to constrain that just to women, even men. I mean, my husband, Eric, when I've been doing macros now for years, and he has never done macros before up until his 40th birthday. And then he's like, oh, like, let me give this a try. I feel like I've just, you know, been adding a couple pounds and I want to, you know, just feel a little bit better. So when I gave him his macros, he was like, whoa, I am not eating half as much protein as I should be. And that's what I see with a lot of women. And it's really interesting because the FDA, their dietary recommendation for women for protein for the entire day is 48 grams, which is extremely low. And if you think about the old food pyramid, which is no longer in existence, it's now a plate. But the old food pyramid, that bottom portion was like grains. And it was like, that's what most of your food should be coming from. And that has since evolved, but we're still very, very far off in terms of where my recommendations fall are very, very different from the FDA's still. And this is because most women are, and most people in general, are under consuming protein. Protein in and of itself, I would say most women, if they are eating a higher protein diet without tracking, a lot of them are just getting maybe 80 grams of protein a day, maybe 100. But for a lot of women, it's, you know, 120 grams, 140, 150 grams of protein that their body will metabolize best and use best to support their physical goals, but also hormone regulation, gut regulation, blood sugar regulation. All of these different body processes really benefit from a high protein diet.
Yeah, for sure. I have definitely seen that firsthand. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So with that, one thing, I have done a training, one of your trainings before, and the thing that fascinated me the most was basically the four phases that your body can utilize macros and that you can go through, whether you want to be at maintenance or you want to have muscle gain, fat loss, whatever it is. I don't think a lot of people know this. So I would love for you to walk through the four phases. And especially one of the things that really piqued my interest was because you also talked about how long you should be in these phases, especially a deficit, because sometimes people will go into a deficit for months and months, which is not good. And so you're like the queen of walking through the phases and the timeline. So please tell our listeners, like, what do these phases look like? Like, how can you get the results you're looking for with all of them?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have an entirely free training on this topic because I'm so passionate about it. This changed everything for me and for a lot of the clients that I work with. It is just completely mind-blowing and life-changing because we do have, you know, through diet culture, we understand dieting. And then what do we do after dieting? Big question mark. You know, what do we do the times that we're not dieting? Which leads a lot of people to just living in a constant diet and thinking that they just need to be extremely restrictive, like we've talked about. That's not the case. There's actually these different phases. It's called nutrition periodization. That's the technical term for it. But essentially, it's just these different dieting phases based off your metabolic health, making sure that we are always optimizing your metabolism. But then you can enter and exit these different phases to achieve your desired result. Again, body fat reduction, body recomposition, which again, body recomposition is this process of building muscle while reducing fat over a long period of time. And then there's also just, you know, if you're trying to gain muscle more rapidly. So there's these different phases that we go in and out of called nutrition periodization. So the most common phase that everyone knows about is a deficit, a diet, a calorie restriction, a fat loss phase, a cut. These are all the different terms you might hear for this specific phase. And I start here, not because this is where I recommend most people start. I actually don't recommend most people start here, and I'll get to that in just a second. But this is the phase I think most people are very familiar with. And I like to kind of debunk a couple things with a calorie deficit. A calorie deficit can be very, very beneficial, and you do need to enter a calorie deficit to see the type of body fat loss and body fat reduction that a lot of women are looking for. You do have to have this decrease in overall calorie intake to your energy expenditure, which is the amount of calories that you're burning per day. So with a calorie deficit, they should always be strategically planned. It should not be something you just go willy-nilly into. And it's really important that you aren't sacrificing your protein intake. And this is very, very easy to do in a calorie deficit. And this is the big difference between calorie counting and macro counting. With calorie counting, let's say your deficit is 1500 calories. If you go into a deficit just looking at overall calories with no regard to your macros, then you could be getting, you know, 50 grams of protein a day and primarily eating fat and carbs. Well, with a macro-focused approach, and you can still experience weight loss that way, but with the calorie counting approach, oftentimes what happens is if we're not prioritizing that protein, we're going to see a lot of that weight loss in the form of muscle, not actually in the form of body fat. Now, with a macro-focused approach, because we are prioritizing that protein, your body's protein needs are kind of like the forefront of that calorie deficit, and then we manipulate your carbohydrates and your fat accordingly. That's where we're able to preserve as much muscle mass as possible while strictly targeting body fat. And so this is the biggest difference I like to kind of call out too between just overall calorie counting and macros is that we're able to specifically target exactly what you want to target, not weight loss in general, which is inclusive of muscle, water, and body fat. So a calorie deficit, it should be very strategic. Like I said previously, it should not extend beyond 16 weeks. So 4 months is really the max amount of time anybody should spend in a calorie deficit before it's time to take a diet break or enter what the next phase is, which is called a reverse diet. So this is the process. This second phase is the process that most people have no idea what it is. And this is the most crucial piece after any dieting period. A lot of times, if anyone listening has ever experienced yo-yo dieting, where they feel like they enter a deficit and then maybe the holidays come around and they quickly gain weight back, and then they're like trying to fight this weight back off and they're really struggling getting the weight off, this is because your metabolism might have adapted over time to this lower caloric floor. So anytime you eat above that caloric floor, you'll more quickly see weight gain. and it's extremely hard to lose because your metabolism has downregulated. So this process of reverse dieting is this systematic process after a deficit, or it doesn't even have to be after a planned deficit. If you, like I was saying earlier, if you have just been under eating for an extended period of time, oftentimes this is where I start clients. And this is the process of slowly adding in calories over the course of time, building up to your maintenance. So instead of going from 0 to 100, from your deficit numbers to your maintenance numbers, which I'll get to maintenance next, we're working to rebuild your metabolism in a way where we are preventing, you know, increasing body fat, but we're able to rebuild your metabolism. And again, like I was mentioning earlier, this phase is a phase that so many women, especially those who have been under eating for an extended period of time, see the absolute best results. Because, I mean, I don't know about you, but a lot of women, when they are looking to lose weight, they're not like, I want to lose muscle. They want to lose body fat, and they want to expose that muscle so that it looks, you know, lean and toned and whatnot. So in order to have muscle, you have to eat appropriately. You know, it's not possible for most people to build muscle in a deficit. So as you're working through a reverse diet, you can actually see some muscle gains if you've been eating in a deficit for an extended period of time. But essentially, this is such a crucial piece that goes missing with most people who are dieting, is this reverse dieting phase. So throughout that process, we're rebuilding your metabolism up to maintenance, which is the third phase. And this is really where we should be most of the time. This is where, again, our metabolism is going to thrive, our hormone regulation, gut health, everything is going to thrive at maintenance. And this is where we're eating roughly the same amount of calories that we're expending per day. So I think I mentioned daily expenditure, your overall calories expended per day. Essentially what that is, it's a mixture of your BMR, which again is just the number of calories you're burning just by living through all the body processes. This is most of the calories that you're burning per day. But then you have your daily movement, you have your exercise, and then you also have what's called the thermic effect of food, which I'm not going to touch too much on because that's a whole nother topic. But the foods that you're eating actually have a thermic effect in the body, meaning that the different types of foods can have a higher caloric burn effect than others. So protein burns more calories through the digestive process than carbs and fat. Whole foods in general, whole foods are going to burn more processed through the digestive process than processed foods. So understanding, again, your macronutrient needs and building balanced plates, that's going to help with this thermic effect. So there's so much more that goes into, you know, how many calories you're burning per day than just the number on your Apple Watch. That's just a little piece of it, and it's rarely ever accurate anyway. So maintenance is really where we thrive. This is where, again, body recomposition takes place, where you can build muscle and still chip away at some body fat there over the course of time. And maintenance, we really should be at least there for 6 months, preferably as long as you can. But if there are specific needs, like for instance, I went into a deficit, I worked through a reverse diet. During that time, I got engaged. I got to maintenance. I was at maintenance for 9 months. And then I knew I wanted to enter another deficit before my wedding. So I planned all of this accordingly, reverse dieted before my wedding. So I rebuilt my metabolism so I could enjoy the wedding and the honeymoon worry-free and enjoying all the food. So we can plan these different phases appropriately based off your lifestyle, based off what your needs are, based off your goals. And the last and final phase, the fourth phase, is the surplus or the calorie surplus. And not everybody will enter this phase. Personally, I never thought I would enter this phase. I've now entered it twice. And I love it because it's a phase where you can more rapidly build muscle and you're eating more calories than you're burning per day, with this focus again on protein. And for a lot of individuals who are looking for this more like toned look, it's important to build that underlying muscle. So for some, it does require them to enter a surplus to get there. And that's where you're going to see muscle development happen much more quickly. Now, of course, you will experience some body fat increase as well. But then from there, you can enter a deficit, work through that reverse diet, go back to maintenance. And that's where working through these different phases is extremely important and very beneficial for a lot of men and women who are looking for this desired result that they, you know, are hoping to achieve.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. I've never heard anyone talk about the four phases before. And again, just to kind of hone in on your point, I think the thing that most people don't know about is the reverse dieting. Like, you can't just go into a deficit and then go back to how you were eating before. You have to prep your metabolism to get back to maintenance, which is why I feel like people go back and forth with their weight so much. So I loved learning that part from you. Now, I've already kind of told our listeners that you do like the macro assessments that I have done, but could you kind of walk people through, like, I know you have some free trainings, you do the macro assessments, like walk through what, you know, all the different ways to work with you in case someone is struggling right now and they like want help with this.
Yeah. So the one-time macro assessments, those are a really great place. Doesn't come with coaching, but if you're looking for like, hey, just what are my macros? I have a couple different plans for those. I have that free training that I mentioned that kind of dives in even deeper to these different phases and really understanding why you're not experiencing weight loss, or maybe you're experiencing some weight loss resistance. If this is you and you feel like, yes, that's me, I highly recommend go watch my free training, 3 Steps to Transform Your Body with Macros. And then I also have a one-on-one coaching program. So if you're looking for more guidance, daily communication, support, accountability, I have a very, very high touch coaching program, 4 months long, and you can go beyond 4 months too. But this is the program that we work very, very closely with women in particular to get to their desired outcome. And we are the ones that are kind of manipulating your macros and working with you, your lifestyle, your biofeedback, and your, you know, the results that we're seeing to get you to where you want to be. So those are my different programs. And then I also have my podcast where I dive into a lot more macro-related topics, and I have guests like Dr. Mercedes on it. And that is the Mind and My Wellness podcast.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Like, Daniel and I listen to the podcast in the car together. It's so fun.
I appreciate it.
You guys definitely go check it out. Now, okay, you mentioned your podcast, Danny, but tell my listeners, okay, so after this conversation, they want to learn more. Where can they go? Where can they find you?
Yeah, so definitely the podcast is going to be loaded with information, but you can also find me on Instagram at Minden My Macros, and that's Minden without the G, my macros.
Well, Danny, thank you so much for this conversation. I've learned so much from you, so I've been dying to have you on the podcast so that way my listeners and the people that I care about can also learn this information, because I feel like even after watching you for several years, it's so cool to watch you go through all these different phases and go through times where you might be tracking, you might just be intuitively eating. And I know that's what you do right now. So if our listeners, if you're in a phase where you're like, hey, I'm not really trying to count macros, but you want to learn how to intuitively eat for your body, Danny is also an amazing resource for that too. So I can't wait for people to learn more from you.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your podcast. This was so fun.
Yes, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye, Danny.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this information was valuable and that you share it with a friend or family member who is struggling to find answers to their health issues and they want help moving forward with their healing journey. If you want to keep the conversation going, follow me on Instagram at drmercedescook. To request a consultation to work together, head to uppercervicalsd.com. I appreciate you tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you here next week to dive into the next topic together.